A year ago, we elected our first black president, and many of us were euphoric, proud and amazed by how far we'd come. Once the euphoria subsided, the reality began to set in. Such a major change was, of course, going to be a process. Having a black president has been a continuing challenge. If putting a black man in the White House showed the nation is more racially accepting than many of us believed, living with a black president has revealed enduring racial prejudices. Former President Jimmy Carter isn't the only one who believes the extreme anger and disrespect shown by some of President Obama's critics is a reaction to his race. I was glad to hear him express what many people were saying. On the scarier side, the government reports an unprecedented number of death threats against the president and his family. Some people can't tolerate the thought that a black man sits in the Oval Office. At the other end of the spectrum, the president's race has been a little tricky for some progressives. They want to get behind the first black president, but his moderate positions and insistence on trying to include Republicans have driven them bananas, so they're conflicted. As a result, the criticism from the left has been largely restrained and therefore not that helpful. Adding to the complexity is President Obama's reluctance to attribute any of his political problems to race. The White House politely disagreed with Carter, understanding that focusing on the race factor makes many of his white supporters uncomfortable. Reminiscent of his groundbreaking campaign, "We can have a black presidency as long as we don't focus on the fact the president is black." The process can seem convoluted and oddly coded. Still, I see progress. Electing the first black president was a giant step. Now we're in the midst of figuring out how to have a black president. And however uncomfortable or even surreal it might feel sometimes, it's growth. We didn't become post-racial with one presidential campaign and election, but we're working our way toward that goal. I believe we're a healthier country than we've ever been. With a perspective, I'm Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.